Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Authorities will hold a news conference today to provide updates on the investigation into Charlie Kirk's assassination. The Utah Department of Public Safety says its commissioner, as well as the FBI special agent in charge, will speak to reporters at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife Usha are expected to visit Salt Lake City today to meet with Kirk's family.
Conservative activist Charlie Kirk was shot and killed Wednesday as he spoke at an outdoor event held at Utah Valley University in Orem. He leaves behind a wife and two young children. The shooter is still at large. President Trump ordered flags to be flown at half-mast to honor Kirk and praised the co-founder of Turning Point USA, who helped rally young Republicans to Trump's campaign.
He's a martyr for truth and freedom.
Michelle Black attended a vigil in Orem.
We just wanted to come out here and be a part of the community and show support and lift up some prayers for Charlie and his family.
Kirk was taking a question about mass shootings when authorities say he was killed with a single bullet to the neck fired from a rooftop by someone in dark clothing who slipped away in the crowd amid the ensuing chaos.
Shots fired at UVU Charlie Kirk Turning Point USA event.
Charlie Kirk talks about gang violence, and right as he finished that, he was shot in the neck.
Ryan DeVries was at the scene.
People were crying, people were screaming. It was a nightmare.
The assassination drew bipartisan condemnation. Utah Governor Spencer Cox called it a dark day.
It's a tragic day for our nation. And I want to be very clear that this is a political assassination.
Audio courtesy Ryan DeVries. I'm Jennifer King.
Current and former U.S. officials across the political spectrum have reacted with sympathy and horror to the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Many of those officials have experienced political violence directed at their families or themselves. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the shooting reprehensible, emphasizing that political violence has no place in the nation. President Donald Trump described Kirk as a great guy. Other officials, including Gabby Giffords and Steve Scalise, expressed their shock and urged for prayers and unity against such violence. The incident has sparked widespread condemnation and calls for peace. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Today marks 24 years since the September 11th, 2001 attacks. Many loved ones of the nearly 3,000 people killed will join dignitaries and politicians at commemorations today in New York, at the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Opening statements are set to begin this morning for the trial of Ryan Ruth, the man charged with trying to assassinate President Trump while he played golf in South Florida last year. Ruth is representing himself and has pleaded not guilty. In other news, Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has pledged to push ahead with a great modernization program for his country's military, a day after Russian drones crossed into Poland. European officials described yesterday's incursion as a deliberate provocation.
Multiple Russian drones have crossed into Poland in what European officials described as a deliberate provocation, causing NATO to send fighter jets to shoot them down. A NATO spokesman said it was the first time the alliance confronted a potential threat in its airspace. Speaking at an airbase in the central Polish city of Lask on Thursday, Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk vowed to press ahead with military modernization after the Russian drone incursion. The incursion happened late on Tuesday and into the early hours of Wednesday during a wave of strikes by the Kremlin on Ukraine. The NATO response swiftly raised fears that the war could spill over, a fear that has been growing in Europe as Russia steps up its attacks and peace efforts go nowhere. I'm Karen Shamas.
Meanwhile, Israel launched another round of heavy airstrikes in Yemen yesterday, just days after Houthi rebels carried out a drone attack that struck an Israeli airport. AB correspondent Karen Shamas has more.
Yemen's Houthi rebels say Israeli airstrikes, mainly targeting Yemen's capital, Sana'a, have killed at least 35 people and wounded over 130 others. Meanwhile, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen plans to seek sanctions and a partial trade suspension against Israel over its actions in the Gaza Strip, which has killed over 64,700 Palestinians so far. The move adds to Israel's already unprecedented isolation as it grapples with the fallout from its strike targeting Hamas leaders and U.S. allied Qatar. I'm Karen Shemas.
This is AP News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. The Tigers routed the Yankees for a second straight day, winning 11-1 for their American League-leading 84th victory. Detroit manager A.J. Hinch's team secured its first season series win against New York since 2011.
This is obviously a big one. We know where we're at in the season. We know we're chipping away at the win total.
3-time All-Star and 14-year veteran Anthony Rizzo is retiring. NFL, the 49ers say quarterback Brock Purdy is a long shot to play Sunday against the Saints due to a toe injury. The NBA will wait for an outside firm report before taking action in its investigation into a potentially improper business relationship involving Clippers star Kawhi Leonard, and the NCAA has revoked the eligibility of college basketball players Mykel Robinson, Steven Vasquez, and Jalen Weaver for betting on their own games. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
South Korea has said a charter plane carrying South Korean workers will leave Atlanta on Thursday. The workers who were detained in an immigration raid in Georgia will depart Thursday at noon to return home. South Korea's foreign ministry made the announcements but gave no further details. A total of 475 workers, more than 300 of them South Koreans, were rounded up in the September 4th raid at the battery factory under construction at Hyundai's sprawling auto plant. Airport officials in Atlanta said earlier that the return flight planned for Wednesday had been cancelled. U.S. authorities released video showing some being shackled with chains around their hands, ankles, and waists. I'm Karen Shamas.
A government watchdog says it will review how a Labor Department agency compiles and reports some of the nation's highest profile economic data, just 2 days after the agency made a sharp downward revision in its estimate of the number of jobs. The Bureau of Labor Statistics issues jobs and inflation data. The initial data is compiled based on surveys of about 120,000 companies. Revisions are then made made based on actual job roles, employers then submit quarterly to state unemployment tax offices. The large downward revisions have increased pressure on the Federal Reserve to reduce its key interest rate in hopes that cheaper borrowing costs will help revive growth and job gains. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Senate panel has approved President Trump's newest Federal Reserve Board nominee, setting the stage for full Senate approval and raising more questions about the Fed's independence. Stephen Miron may be in place for the Fed's meeting next week, when it's likely to lower its key short-term interest rate. Miron is a White House economic advisor, and while presidents have nominated staffers to the Fed board, nominees have always given up their White House posts. Miron says he would stay on the job while at the Fed. Democrat Elizabeth Warren says that means taking a Trump loyalty test.
That is not independence. That is servitude.
Meantime, a federal court yesterday blocked the president's bid to fire Fed board member Lisa Cook. He's appealing, but it's likely both Miron and Cook will be on the board next week. President Trump has portrayed his federal law enforcement surge in Washington as focused on fighting crime, but an AP analysis tells a different story. As he visited a Washington restaurant last night.
This was one of the most unsafe cities in the country. Now it's as safe as there is in the country.
With his administration touting more than 2,300 arrests, including those of homicide suspects and gang members. But data from the operation analyzed by the AP shows more than 40% of the arrests were actually related to immigration. That's fueling criticism. The president's real goal may have been to advance a hardline immigration agenda. The administration's argued deportations are inseparable from crime reductions, often casting arrested immigrants as the worst of the worst. It's unclear how many of those taken into custody here had any other charges pending. Three high-ranking FBI officials who were fired last month are suing Director Kash Patel, saying he bowed to President Trump's campaign of retribution. The federal suit asserts Patel indicated directly to one of the ousted agents he knew the firings were likely illegal, but could not stop them because the Trump administration was determined to remove all agents involved in investigating the president. The three men were among five agents known to have been purged last month. The suit alleges Patel not only acted unlawfully, but chose to politicize the FBI over protecting the American people. During his January confirmation hearing.
There will be no politicization at the FBI. There will be no retributive actions taken by any FBI should I be confirmed as the FBI director.
But the suit says Patel knew better than to carry out the firings, yet caved under pressure to keep his own job. European officials are blasting Moscow after multiple Russian drones crossed into Poland during strikes on Ukraine. The Kremlin denies targeting Poland, saying Europeans and NATO officials accuse Moscow of provocations nearly daily, but in various European capitals, from Warsaw, where the Polish military says this was an act of aggression, to London,
unprecedented attack,
and Brussels,
probably a deliberate provocation of Russia against a NATO member state.
Alliance Chief Mark Rutte says NATO fighter jets scrambled to shoot down the drones.
Last night showed that we are able to defend every inch of NATO territory, including, of course, its airspace.
A NATO spokesman says it's the first time the alliance faced a potential threat in that airspace. The response further boosts long-growing fears in Europe that the war could spill over, as peace efforts go nowhere. Former Vice President Kamala Harris is revisiting then-President Joe Biden's decision to seek another term last year. In an excerpt of her new book published in The Atlantic, Harris writes she and other Democrats left the decision to the 81-year-old Biden and says it was recklessness to let him make the call. She adds the choice should not have been left to an individual's ego or ambition. It should have been more than a personal decision. It's the first time Harris has been publicly critical of Biden's move to run again, though in the book she defends his ability to do the job. Asked if Harris's comments are helpful, top House Democrat Akeem Jeffries says he hasn't read the book yet.
Joe Biden made the correct decision not to seek re-election.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The focus on the stabbing death in Charlotte is fueling President Donald Trump's tough-on-crime campaign as he seeks to take over law enforcement agencies in Democratic-led cities, blaming Democrats for failures despite a decrease in violent crime nationwide. Terry Donovan, the Republican candidate for mayor in Charlotte, says the stabbing death is a wake-up call for voters, as she also tried to appeal to the city's large block of unaffiliated voters.
This is no longer a matter of voting red or voting blue. This is a matter of voting for common sense. We all have to unite, and we have to have new leadership in Charlotte.
Highlighting the suspect's criminal record as proof of poor policy in the city.
This was a preventable crime. He had been arrested 14 times.
The city's current Democratic mayor is seeking her fifth term in November's general election. There has not been a Republican mayor in Charlotte since 2009. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Inflation was up last month. Consumer prices made their biggest jump since January. They rose 2.9% in August from a year earlier, up from 2.7% a month prior. Gas, groceries, hotel rooms, and airfare were all more expensive. And as inflation has ticked higher, data show hiring has slowed sharply. Jobless benefits applications jumped to 263,000 last week, the most in nearly 4 years. The numbers all lead to challenges for the Federal Reserve. The Fed would typically lower its key interest rate when unemployment rises, but do the opposite in the face of rising inflation. The central bank is likely to cut the rate when it meets next week. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Prince Harry had tea with his father, King Charles. Father and son had not seen each other in over a year. Buckingham Palace confirmed Charles and Harry spent time together at Clarence House, where the king lives when he's in London. Harry was driven through the gates. There had been speculation Harry might meet his father after he arrived in the UK Monday, the third anniversary of the death of his grandmother, Queen Elizabeth. He was seen leaving less than an hour later. He ducked down in the car en route to an event for his Invictus Games, which supports injured and sick service members and veterans. The royal split has deepened as Harry and his wife Meghan aired their grievances with the family in a tell-all interview with Oprah Winfrey, a revealing Netflix series, as well as from Harry's book, Spare. I'm Ed Donahue.
Authorities say three teens were critically wounded in a shooting at a suburban Denver high school, including the suspected shooter. Jefferson County Sheriff's spokesperson Jackie Kelly says investigators know of only three students injured in that shooting.
We have for sure three people who were transported to the hospital. One of those three is our shooter. They are all juveniles and all are critical right now.
The shooting was reported around 12:30 p.m. at Evergreen High School in Evergreen, Colorado, about 30 miles west of Denver in the Rocky Mountain foothills. It was not clear what led to the shooting or how the suspected shooter, believed to be a student at the school, was shot.
I don't believe law enforcement fired any rounds today. So we still need to learn exactly what happened to that suspect and why he is injured the way that he is.
Sound courtesy KMGH, Denver 7. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Market Report. Stocks inched higher on Wall Street, setting more record highs. The S&P 500 added 0.3% Wednesday, hitting an all-time high for a second day in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 220 points. It's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up by less than 0.1%. Oracle led the way with its best day since 1992. The tech giant gave an eye-popping forecast for revenue growth in coming years. A drop for Apple weighed on indexes. Apple rolled out its latest lineup of iPhones a day earlier. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. That followed a surprisingly encouraging report on inflation at the wholesale level. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Labor Department reports that the U.S. Producer Price Index fell unexpectedly last month, dropping 0.1% in August to an annual rate of 2.6%. That's down by 0.2% from July, and lower than economists had forecast. The report looks at wholesale prices before they hit consumers and can offer an early look at where consumer inflation might be headed. Bill Adams, chief economist at Comerica Bank, says wholesalers and retailers have been slow to pass on the cost of tariffs, which he says could be due to foreign supplier discounts, weak demand, demand or businesses waiting for rates to settle out. Decelerating inflation makes it more likely that the Fed will cut its benchmark interest rate next week for the first time this year. The Consumer Price Index for August comes out on Thursday. I'm Jennifer King.
Senator Maria Cantwell has warned that a bill regulating college sports could widen the gap between major athletic conferences and others. In a letter to the Senate Commerce Committee, she criticized the SCORE Act, which the House will vote on next week. The NCAA and top conferences support the bill, which offers limited antitrust exemption and a national statute for paying players. Cantwell argues it favors the Big Ten and SEC. The bill has bipartisan support in the House, but faces challenges in the Senate. Cantwell seeks a more equitable model for college athletics. The Detroit Tigers have had at least 8 employees accused of misconduct toward women over the last 2 years, according to a report by The Athletic. The report, published Wednesday, followed an investigation that started last April and included interviews with 45 current and former employees, along with access to emails, human resources documents, text messages, and court records. Female employees of Illich Sports and Entertainment, which owns the Tigers, Red Wings, and other businesses, were subjected to misconduct by 7 of the 8 men named in the report. The NCAA has permanently revoked the eligibility of 3 Division I college basketball players for betting on their own games at Fresno State and San Jose State. The NCAA Committee on Infractions on Wednesday released findings from an investigation involving Michael Robinson, Steven Vasquez, and Jalen Weaver. The 3 also bet on each other's games and shared information to facilitate betting during the 2024-25 season. 2 players manipulated their performances to win bets. Robinson and Vasquez failed to cooperate with the investigation. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Thursday fired the UK's ambassador to the United States, Peter Mandelson, over his links to the convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. In a statement in the House of Commons on Thursday, a Foreign Office official said the decision came after the publication this week of emails that Mandelson sent to Epstein. Speaking in Parliament a day earlier, Starmer was asked if he was aware that Lord Mandelson continued his relationship with Epstein even after his conviction.
Full due process was followed during this appointment, as it is with all ambassadors.
The emails were published after the Democrats on the House Oversight Committee released a 50th birthday album compiled in 2003 for Epstein. In that album, Mandelson called Epstein my best pal in a handwritten note. Karen Chamas, London.
Yemen's Houthi rebels say Israeli airstrikes targeting the rebels in Yemen have killed scores of people and wounded many others, with most of the killed and injured in the country's capital, Sana'a. Israel has previously launched waves of airstrikes in response to the Houthis firing missiles and drones at Israel. The Iran-backed Houthis say they are supporting Hamas and the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, and on Sunday sent a drone that breached Israel's multi-layered air defenses and slammed into the country's southern airport. The Yemen strike comes as Israel is facing unprecedented global isolation for targeting Hamas and Qatar, a key U.S. ally involved with brokering peace talks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu adamantly defends those Qatar strikes.
I say to Qatar and all nations who harbor terrorists, you either expel them or you bring them to justice, because if you don't, we will.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Yemen's Houthi rebels say Israel's carried out heavy airstrikes on the capital Sana'a Wednesday. It was not immediately clear what was being targeted or if anyone was wounded. A spokesman for the Houthi-run health ministry and a military spokesman confirmed Wednesday's strikes. There's been no immediate comment from Israel. Israel's launched previous waves of airstrikes in response to the Houthis' firing of missiles and drones at Israel. The Iran-backed Houthis say they're supporting Hamas and the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, the European Commission's senior official says she plans to seek sanctions and a partial trade suspension against Israel over the Gaza conflict, adding to Israel's global isolation. The Israeli military says it struck another high-rise in Gaza City, claiming it was being used for Hamas to surveil Israeli troops. The AP has not been able to verify the claim. The strike comes hours after the military's Arabic language spokesperson, Avichai Adrahi, warned Palestinians in certain areas of western Gaza City to evacuate. The military also said on Wednesday that its troops are undertaking an operation in the outskirts of the Sheikh Radwan area in Gaza City. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians remain in the city, many of whom are exhausted after multiple displacements and unsure if anywhere else in the Strip will be safe for them. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.